The Traveler's Journal, July 5th. Hiking the Chilcoat Trail to the Yukon. Skagway lies at the head of a narrow bay on the crook of Alaska's panhandle, 70 miles north of Juneau. It's now a quiet frontier settlement, but a century ago, it was a boom town. In July 1897, gold was discovered in the Canadian Yukon. That winter, 50,000 stampeders came looking for a pot of gold, not over the rainbow, but in the Klondike. The 2,000-mile trip north from Seattle could be made by water, except for a 33-mile stretch over the coastal mountain range. That portion had to be done on foot, toting supplies up a steep, rocky route known as the Chilcoot Trail. The stories of Jack London and the poems of Robert Service tell the tale of history's meanest 33 miles. The Chilcoot started in Skagway, which by that November was Alaska's biggest city. The stampeders have gone, but the Chilcoot Trail remains. Few hikes in the world cover more dramatic or varied scenery in such a short distance. From Pacific rainforests through alpine meadows and over rocky mountains fringed with glaciers and deep volcanic lakes. It's an arduous 4-day trek that draws several thousand hikers each year. Rather than gold, the lure is adventure, a hike through history in the footsteps of treasure seekers. Few stampeders found what they were after, but as one wrote, "For our travails, we became rich in memories." That's no less true today. And if hiking's not your thing, you can ride the White Pass and Yukon route, which ranks among the world's most scenic railways. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.